nothing worse than telling a nigga he's not doing something right, but you can't show him how to do it right.
Right.
Or asking someone to do something and you don't know how it should be done because you ain't did it. You feel me? And I'm big on that. Like, I don't want to ask nobody to do nothing I can't do myself, because right. I'm huge on if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to wait for you. So it's very important to just know what you should be getting from people. Some people come back and be like, oh, it's going to take me 3 weeks to do this. My ass, it's not going to take me 3 weeks. So you feel me? Like, that's the craziest part. You have to. You got to get that experience.
Look. I know they all looking at me like Easy gon' come back and do all this shit again. Knowing most of y'all ain't want a nigga to win. Don't know why I beef and one forgot in the pen. Probably 6 feet of squabbling in the pen. Shit is so surreal, I'm living life in a dream, damn. It's like a movie and I'm all over they screens. So every fucking day I stick to the script and the scenes. Not like any one of you suckers know what it mean. 2019, almost died with Clint behind the wheel. 2019, dropped my first album, made some meals. But then I got distracted by some shit that didn't really matter. So I blew it all like any dumb nigga will. Ay, still kept it going like a planet in its orbit. Even after everything I seen was hella morbid. Things that I don't think anybody needin' to open. Zip my fucking lips and keep my eyesight on the motion.
Let him cook now.
Look, I am not just gifted boy, I'm drenched in the blood of Jesus. Everything I do is strictly straight for the non-believers. So every other day I gotta fight me another demon. And sometimes we all get to step in beside the evil. Six-figure conversations when I get in a meeting. I really mean it, I don't even flinch cause I know they need us. Going all the way to making certain my people eating. World going vegan, still niggas is out here beefing. My patience for you niggas running out is wearing thin. 9 out of 10, I'm the one got impressed again. Fuego got the spark, you niggas light is a little dim. Call me him, Billy Kardashian, dog, I'm really him. Stuck to the money like treacherous twins. Always come back with a win. Back to the basics, I'm running laps on you niggas again. I don't do industry trends, I don't got industry friends. Ain't no pretending, them boys can't shake me, I'm standing on 10.
You gotta play the game, it feel like sometimes. And
can anyone ever heal all the way in?
No.
You're right.
Healing is a constant journey, it's not a destination.
You're right. But it's just like positive. Me being like, I'm scared to just become the positive nigga. But, you know what I'm saying?
To all my niggas in the dark, I hope this verse could light a match. Hope it make it to your heart, cause then you won't be so detached. Further that I pull away, the harder it get to get back. My dead homies on my shoulder, like don't come to where I'm at. I don't come to where I'm I say that the effort shows it, let me know. You niggas just do it to impress the hoes. Y'all think shit be set in stone, I say shit you never know. You still tryna bring it home, I say nigga let it go. Still I'm at my best, I'm out here coping with the stress. Never notice I'm a mess until the moments I reflect. If they catch me in the street, I only hope that it's direct. Yeah, protect my soul, remove the flesh, shout my nigga flame, you know that's gang. I feel the same with your perspective on the game, I respect a nigga that can make it through the rain, I respect a nigga out here walking with that pain,
And we the first generation that has the luxury of actually healing. They were scratching and surviving, you know what I mean?
That's why I said it's the heal generation. I see all my friends is like great dads now, they all in their kids' life. Therapy is a conversation, whether people like just using it to look cool, I don't even care, just because like the message out there now, you know what I'm saying?
And sometimes you have to think you wouldn't even be who you are or where you are if it wasn't for how you were raised and the way that things happen.
Yeah, that's true. I honestly am still scared to heal all the way because as a rapper, I think you look weak. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I could thrive as a rapper being healed all the way, and I'm scared of that. And I'm not saying I'm right, but it's just like, you know, the world glorify ignorance.